Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with the mic. We've got a wonderful conversation for you today, folks. Today, I don't know if you remember the kid that brought the clock to school and thought it was a bomb and he was arrested and all this. Well, the federal judge has tossed out the lawsuit, $15 million lawsuit, and I'll get into that. Oh, wow. Could Trump be the end of CNN? Kaya Jones, who I'm becoming a fan of, she's an artist. She goes off on gun control protesters and fiery Twitter rant, and she was on Hannity. I love Sean Hannity, and she was on his program and saying, you know, the left is trying to divide this nation. For what's the purpose? I want to get into that. And also, good old Chuck Schumer, you know, the NRA marked me as public enemy number one, and I'm proud of that because we need to have national school walkouts. I want to get into these BS walkouts and a lot of that stuff. Also, if you haven't been paying attention to the news, at Florida International University, four people are at least guaranteed dead and many more as a bridge collapses. Please keep everyone in Florida, folks, in your thoughts and prayers tonight. I want to talk about how the Americans speak with their pocketbooks. It's the start of the NCAA tournament, and I'll get into that a little bit. The FA Cup, is that going to be enough for Manchester United? It wasn't enough for Louis Van Gaal. And much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And I want to get first off into this Florida international incident because there are people, oh, we're going to build a wall, but we don't have infrastructure. And there's tons of people going off about this Florida collapsed bridge, the pedestrian bridge, and they know nothing about it. From what we know, it is less than a year old, very, very new. There's the steel in it. It's made mainly of concrete, but there is steel, and I think it's from China. A lot of the steel we use is from China. It's not U.S. steel as far as I know. We don't know the specifics of the bridge or why it collapsed or whatever. So these people that don't know what they're talking about, that, you know, here we go, you know, I mean, go figure. I mean, as soon as Trump becomes president, we have shootings in schools and we have bridges collapsing. We have all these people dying and all this chaos and all these protests, and he's not doing a darn thing about it. He didn't care. You know, these people shoot their mouths off that don't know. If I know something, oh, that's one of my favorite YouTube personalities is Scott Grove from groovymusiclessons.com. And he always says this, and this is how I am. I'll tell you when something's my opinion and when it's fact. You know, it's not my opinion that the world is round. We know the earth is round. It's not flat. I don't know why that bridge collapsed. We need to be praying and being there for the people that have been killed or injured. That should be our number one priority. Not complaining, well, oh, we're going to build a bridge. You know, well, we got problems in, okay, if you have a bridge that's less than a year old and it collapses, that's not an infrastructure problem. If this was a 1959 built pedestrian bridge, then maybe you need to look at infrastructurally. You know your facts. Know when the bridge was built. Know what's going on. You know, our priority should be being there for the people that have not made it and the people that are in the ICU, that are fighting for their lives. You know who knows when our last day is? G-O-D. We don't know. That's why you got to live your life every day like it's your last. I'm going to get into this. I love this so much. As many of you know, let me see if I can get this to come up. A couple days ago, Stephen Hawking passed. What a brilliant, brilliant man. And what he said has rung true for me because I supported what he believes. I want to get into this first. Isaiah 40:28. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never goes weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. Think about it as you're going through your day to day, and I thought that was appropriate for today. But I love what Stephen Hawking said. He goes, however bad life may seem, there's always something you can do and succeed at. While there's life, there is hope. And I always loved his fortitude of, look at how he was. And he had Lou Gehrig's disease and how he still tried to go and do. Well, that too, but most people are healthier than him and just want to sit down and not do a damn thing. But he was one of those anti-believers. But I just loved his belief of going and doing and trying to make the most of his life. That's why I was never a huge Big Bang Theory fan, because to me, that kind of said it all, the Big Bang. I always thought it was an atheist show. And I just never, and I watch it with my wife. But I always thought, you know, just like the name of the title, I've never been a, The Walking Dead just turned me off right there, just because of the name of the title. Could be a great show, I just, if it has, you know, never, the title just lost it for me right in the beginning. I'm going to get on to this because if you don't remember back in the day, that boy that bought the homemade clock to school and they said it was a bomb and he was arrested and all this stuff. And, you know, when the family filed a $15 million lawsuit and wants to apologize and all this stuff. And what you find out is a federal judge threw it out and there ain't no balance to it. And here's how you got to look at this whole thing. Because if let's say he would win a lawsuit and he would get $15 million, you know how many families would be like, son, you're going to make a clock that looks like a bomb. It's going to be a homemade clock. Bring it to school. That way we can get $15 million too. There's going to be millions of copycats. Because, hey, he got $15 million. Son, we're going to make a clock bomb. And it looks like a clock. It's homemade, but it could be mistaken for a bomb. And we're going to get $15 million. We're going to shoot. And you're going to have billions of copycats. The kid kind of doesn't seem like he's distraught over the whole thing. Like he's like, well, you know. So I think it's the family that wants to cash in more than the kid. But you'd think you'd want your kid to at least be like, seem like he's mad. Or like he's, but my parents would have been like, I don't know. My parents wouldn't have thought about suing. But, you know. I mean, just like that case where the kid had two bites of a Pop-Tart and they thought it looked like a gun. And he got in trouble. I mean, you got to be. If I had a kid and the teacher said, well, he ate. And they said that after two bites of the Pop-Tart, it looked like a gun. And say, are you that stupid? Are you that paranoid? Now, we used to take sticks and hold them like guns. Now, doing some of the stuff, I'd probably be suspended. I'd probably be in prison for some of the stuff I did in the school that now they go ballistic over. He held his fingers like, no, I was doing the L sign for loser. I wasn't trying to make it a gun. Okay, ma'am, the reason why we're calling, sir, is your son on the playground had his hand like a gun, his fingers shaped like a gun, and was making pew, pew, pew noises. And so that can't happen at school. He's being suspended for 3 weeks. And pending an investigation, he might be expelled completely from school. If he gets expelled, then he's going to go to juvie hall. I know he's only in second grade, but, you know, we can't have a kid pretending he's got a gun in his hand. No, that's just not proper behavior for... I don't understand. Pretty soon, parents are going to go off at a birthday party. Well, we took Jim over to Jason's birthday party, and they had a clown, and they made laser blazers out of twisty balloons, and that's offending me because, give me a break. I don't get this world that we live in, that everyone's offended by everything. Well, he bought a rubber band shooter to school, and that offended me because it looked like a gun, and I thought I might get hit. We're going a generation of pansies is what we're growing. We were a smarter generation. We were smart enough to watch Tom and Jerry, but not dumb enough to try this stuff on it. We knew we'd die if we got hit over the head with a sledgehammer. I mean, we did all kinds of stuff, and now, and the things we did. But it's a different generation. We didn't grow up, you know, with this overprotective paranoid stuff. We got a problem here. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, if he did a science project and they said, okay, I'm bringing a clock to school. Okay. And they, well, it could be a bomb. All they would have, I mean, I guess I agree in one respect where why didn't they just have it checked out like really quickly? I mean, like, okay, if he, as soon as it was shown to be a clock, they should have used, okay, oh, done. No. So I do see they should do something, you know, for, he's getting a scholarship from somebody, so there you go. Somebody's giving him a scholarship, that's all it needs. No $15 million. But hey. I don't know who this lady is, but singer Kaia Jones was on Hannity last night talking because she's getting hate mail now and everything because she's conservative. She's pro-gun. I love her. I got to go find her on YouTube and listen to her because she's got me because, I mean, she just like, it's, we're being divided. This country's being divided. You got kids that are being pushed into this arena called the political arena. Like I've said, 2 months ago. Well, we need to change the color of Tide Pods because these idiots are going to not eat the Tide Pods if they are not looking at appetizing. But since Tide Pods, which they know are so look appetizing, that's why they're eating them. These same idiots are now out. We want gun control. These people are ranting and demanding that they have freedom taken from them. They have a liberty taken from them. If you want gun control, go to Detroit or go to Chicago or go to D.C. They have very, 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 very strict gun laws. And they have very, very high amounts of violence. Look at Colorado. Guess what every other state's starting to do now? Look at how much money they're making off of cannabis being legalized. Millions and millions and millions a month. Where's the violence that's going up? It's not. Where's the crime that's going up? Where's all the stuff that they were told that was going to happen? Nothing. They're getting more benefits than negatives. And other states are seeing the benefits that Washington State and Colorado are getting from it. And they're like, screw it. Let's just legalize it. Gun control. Every place that has it, violence is through the roof. If I can't get a gun from Walmart, guess where? I'm going to go to a drug dealer that sells guns also. I'm going to read something to you that, to whom it may concern. I am writing this to inform you that I am opposed to my son participating in the anti-gun protest being called Walkout Day. I will not raise my child in a manner of which blaming an inanimate object for the actions of madmen is an unacceptable practice. He will have an admiration and appreciation for the Constitution of this great nation, including the Second Amendment, which is the protector of all other natural rights declared in said Constitution. I thank you for your cooperation in this matter, though I am disturbed by the fact that children are being involved to push a political agenda fueled by ignorance. Best regards, a concerned parent. That's what's going on. Kids don't know what they're pawns in the game. Oh, we want gun control. We want it. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. We want gun control. We want gun control. We want. Well, what do you mean gun control? It was a gun-free zone where the shooting happened. Was it not? I think it was a gun-free zone. And guess what happened? It did absolutely nothing to stop it. That's what these moronic kids that don't know what the hell they're talking about, they think that some criminal is going to abide by a law. A criminal is not going to abide by a law. There's no soft line on drugs. Drugs are 100% completely banned. There's not a soft line. There's not like, well, you know, well, you can use heroin here and here and here. No. Heroin is 100% banned. Same with methamphetamine. And guess what's happening? It's epidemic in this country. Gee. How can it be in epidemic proportions? Isn't it banned? Look at Chicago. Gun violence is out of control, but it's guns are dang near pretty much banned 100% there. But you have these kids walking out. We're going to do it every 14th. You want to know what happened? If I walked out on school, my parents would beat my ass. It wouldn't matter what it was. Unless they would take me out of school if, like, the teacher I had was a known child molester and the school kept him. Then they would take me out of the school. But these kids are like, we want gun control, we want gun control. Yeah, and then what's, yeah, I should go out there and freedom of speech, and freedom of speech, and freedom of speech. You should be able to say what you want. You know, see, there's a difference. These kids don't realize that there was a thing called the Revolutionary War. And what the Revolutionary War showed was we came to this country to get away from religious persecution and government persecution in terms of, well, we want to say what we want to say. We want to worship the way we want to worship. We want to, I'm tired of paying a king's tax. I'm, you know, every, okay, the whole part of the Boston Tea Party was to say, F you to all these taxes. And what do these people want? Oh, we need to have higher taxes. Everything needs to be free. Everything needs to be given. The government knows what's best. They need to take over the healthcare system.
Speaking of healthcare, were you going to talk about Hillary falling on the steps?
Yeah, I will.
Well, so this is just in from Fox News. She fell from a bathtub and fractured her right wrist.
Fractures wrist while slipping in India resort bathtub, reports say.
In the morning, she was rushed to one of the hospitals there and x-rayed. And
so was she like taking a shower?
What she was doing. I wasn't there with her.
Oh, I thought it said in the story what she was doing.
No.
Oh. Yeah, this is my producer giving me an update that... Because I'm doing like 25 things and looking at all kinds of stories. And she is having, I honestly think, when she slipped that one time off the Air Force One or one of the planes and got hit her head or something, I think she's suffering from something. I think there's something really wrong. And that's as a concerned citizen. This is not political. Hillary Clinton falling and getting hurt, that's nothing to joke about. This is happening too much. Her going down steps, she has fallen. There are tons of photos of her going up and down steps with someone holding her, helping her up the steps and down the steps. Yeah, like, and we're talking normal steps, too. Not just these steep ones in India. I guarantee those India steps, I'd have broke my ass. But my point being, something I think is, I would respect her if she came out and said, hey, this is what's going on. I'm dealing with these issues. I would respect that. You know. But could Trump be the end of CNN? Because CNN, see, that's what's the problem in the mainstream media. They have, okay, they spent months and months and months and months and months trying to pin Russia on Trump, and they had nothing. They're running out of things to talk about because Trump is doing everything right. Things are going in the right direction, and they can't handle it. They don't know what to do. How do I deal with that when everything's going right? How do I handle myself? What do I do? And they keep trying to come up with these fake narratives and false narratives, and people are tired of seeing a White House press briefing with Sarah Huckabee Sanders and their CNN asking some stupid, ridiculous question. Okay, well, Trump got off Air Force One, but Melania was not with him. What, you know, are they fighting? What's going on? Well, Melania was in a different state reading a book to a child. You know, they can't. That's what's wrong with this country. They can't, the liberals can't even say, hey, we were wrong about Trump. The country's going in the right direction. I would be the first to admit if Obama was doing a great job, first one to say, hey, man, sorry, I was wrong. Trump is doing a great job. Man, sorry, but he sucked. You had people that, you have to pass the bill to find out what's in it. You know, I mean, who gives a flying flute? And you know what? Because I'm not going to be on it. I'm not using it. Oh, I got exemptions for all my buddies. Now I'm just going to sit here and complain about these rich Democrats when I got $100 million in the bank and a home with a 15-foot stone wall and armed guards and everything. No, we need to ban guns, but the people protecting me are sure going to be heavily armed. You know that. That's just me, you know. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm the king of negativity and oxymorons and I say one thing and do something else. Oh, don't worry about it. I'll pass whatever I want to pass because, you know, Congress is exempt from all these laws. You don't have to worry about that one. That's what, see, the CNN and the mainstream media doesn't realize that we know we're tired of the BS. We're tired. We know that you're full of. We know you need a, CNN needs to take a 75-ton laxative because we know you're full of it. Give you the world's largest suppository. You want some fleet there, CNN?
Because you're full of it.
Oh, but it's ridiculous. That's why we're, you know. And that's what they don't realize. Dick's is having disappointing same-store sales in the fourth quarter following the announcement of ending the sale of assault-style rifles. Since you have to be 21 to buy a gun there, and they're going to ban assault-style rifles, the American people are gonna talk with their checkbooks. What was happening when Melania Trump and Ivanka Trump and all them, Ivanka Trump, remember when Trump was going for president? Ivanka Trump's, her clothing line was going through the roof. People were buying her clothing line to show support. We buy with our checkbooks. And I want to keep it that way. I want to have a society to where it's not like, okay, well, I support what Chick-fil-A stands for. I don't eat chicken because I'm a vegetarian. And I don't know what they have as gluten-free, but I would support them in a heartbeat. I'd work there. Because I get every Sunday off. But I hope we never get to a day where, okay, well, these 75 restaurants are run by this one parent company, and if you don't like what this parent company stands for, then here are 75 restaurants you wouldn't want to eat at, because if you eat at this restaurant because you like their food, you're putting money in the pocket of this parent company, which you disagree with. Americans speak with their checkbooks. If you support something, CNN would be flourishing if people supported them and believed them. But they don't, so they're not flourishing. That's why I think the one election year, CNN and MSNBC combined had fewer viewers combined than Fox News did. But then Fox News had more liberals on their staff commenting on the election results than any of the other networks had conservatives. I could support MSNBC if they had a chunk of conservatives, true conservatives on there, like Sean Hannity types, that they could have honest discussions with instead of having all mega ultra socialist liberals on their staff that just try to push one agenda. I mean, what I try to do on this program, folks, is unite people. No matter where you live, you should be united in France with your neighbors and your brothers. You should be united in Canada or England. You should be united. And that's something that's huge, and I believe in. We need to come together as a nation, not divide. I have a lot of friends that are very liberal, but we agree on a lot of things, and some things we just agree to disagree because we're never going to agree upon that. And I just kind of laugh at it because it's like I have so many friends that, okay, take Barack Obama. No matter what he says, they will always support it and always believe it and always praise him. No matter what Trump says, they'll never believe it, no matter what it is. Trump could walk up to him and say, here's $100 and give it to him. And he'd be, oh, yeah, that's a lie. Well, he just gave you $100, dumbass. Oh, let me take it from me. That way, it is a lie. You know? Now, I do think Trump would have been way more accepted going into California when he's gone there for a visit if he would have went as an illegal. If he would have went through the, like, illegally up through the border in San Diego, I think he might have actually had a better chance of being accepted.
I saw the picture of Michelle Obama said, and she's saying, I'm an immigrant to America. And then
I don't know if you heard about this story where a family was, I think, going back to North Dakota on United Airlines, and their dog got put on another plane going to Japan. And I guess since it's in Japan, they may have to wait 2 weeks for it to be, like, quarantined, ensure it's not sick before it gets flown back. And then there was another one where the dog was put, like, in a crate or something, and they had it on the plane, and it died. Well, first of all, if you're going to have a dog on a plane, you can store them underneath. They can put them in a, you can get a FAA approved container, that, and they can put them underneath the plane so that they can get air and all that. But,
well, from what I understand, the family actually bought a ticket for the dog to have a seat, from what I heard.
What I'm understanding by FAA rules, they have to be in, like, a cage underneath.
Well, it was in the interior, almost like the one we have before.
Yeah, yeah. And they have to be, like, underneath the seat or something. By, like, either it's United rules or whatever. But, I mean, I don't... To me, I love my cat, but I'm not going to take it every single solitary place I go unless it's going to be, like, 5 weeks. If it's going to be, like, 3 weeks or, like, a week or more, it's going to be, like, 2 days to... I'm not going to, like, I wouldn't take it on the plane just to go to Michigan for 2 days and fly there and fly right back. He's like, I understand, you don't want to be on a plane. Well, not United one anyway, but... You know, I guess I don't understand these. Because, I mean, they are family, but, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I've only flown United one time, and boy, did I have problems. Because, like when I got there, like, oh, there's a, thank God I already got a ticket. I'm just going to go right to the boarding thing, and because I was just carrying whatever I had on, and then I find out that, oh, I got to go to the counter, because by the time this, I won't be able to make my connection in Denver when the flight leaves. Oh, yeah. So they had to put me up in the hotel overnight. So, like, put me in the best room. United's paying for it. And I got, like, $10 towards dinner. So I went to a place and got $10 towards my dinner. It was, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She's like, well, there's places all in here you can eat. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's only 3 o'clock. I don't think you want dinner now. I'm like, all I could think of is that, what was that, Tommy Boy, where she goes, well, we have a flight coming back from Chicago at 5 o'clock. Does that help? Hi, I'm Earth. Have we met? No, I don't think so. I mean, this lady was like a dick. I'm like, yeah, it's 3 o'clock. I think I want to eat dinner like around 6 or 7, something later. So, and then I get there and I'm like, yeah, I got to get this flight. And they said, oh, we'll take you to the airport, no problem. And he goes, go ahead and have some breakfast and da-da-da. And I grab something to eat and... She goes, and I go check in, and she goes, how you doing? Because I just had like a Danish. This is like 12, like 99, and I had it in like 2000, so I had a Danish, and I'm like, I got to get to the airport, got to get my flight, and I get there, and there's like a 45-minute delay. They're working on the plane. I'm like, okay. I said, so we've got you booked on this flight in an hour. Here's $5 for breakfast. So I go up and have some breakfast. Let me get coffee. and I used as much of that $5 as I could. And then I get to Denver. And when I get to Denver, we get on the plane, and I'm like, yay, I'm finally home in an hour and a half. Hello, folks. This is Jason. I'm the first in command here with the flight crew, and we do not have an actual crew to fly the plane, folks, so we're going to have to ask you to deboard the plane, folks, and we're going to try to get a flight crew so we can get you out of here. So go out into the lobby and hold tight, and we'll get back with you in about 30 minutes. And after like an hour, we're like, folks, this is first in command with the flight attendants. We do have a flight crew. They're on their way here, and we'll be out of here in about half an hour's time. So thank you for your patience. And we got like $5 for lunch or something. I'm like, man, this is a lot cheap. This lady goes, $5. I said, well, I was giving 10 for dinner, so heck, $5. I was just like, by that time, I'm like, I just want to go home. I didn't care. I'm like, I just want to go home, United. I want to be united with Indiana where I live and my family. That was my only experience with United. I usually fly U.S. Air, which I don't know if it exists anymore. Who knows? I don't fly that much. But, hey, with all these, I thought I'd give my United story since everyone else has theirs where, you know, we put the dog on the plane and he was with us and he died and because we couldn't go 2 days without our dog and... Got a feel for the dog, because, I mean, my cat Rascal is like family. He is my family. But, you know, and people will spend with their dollars. If they see a lot of negative coming from United, then they'll say, hey, I'm going to try a different airline. You know, we're raised on competition, folks. We used to be raised on competition. Best person for the job. I don't care if she's a man, woman, toilet, whatever. You know? If I got to go to the bathroom and this toilet's the best one for the job, then I'm going to use it. If a woman's the best one for the job, then we're going to use it. We're going to go for it. I mean, these tax reforms are boosting small businesses. My first $4 investment and my selling stuff on eBay company ain't going too well. But hey, what I found out with this is the next thing I sell on eBay, I'm gonna make sure that the stuff.
One thing first. What do you mean the next thing? You haven't sold anything yet.
No, what I'm going to do is find something that, okay, when I look at 20 buyers, they have 15 or 16 or 17 or 20 sold, so that I know it's selling.
Yeah, let me try and keep doing this.
Hey, I'm jumping off the ledge. The bungee cord. I'm gonna find the bungee cord that's gonna stop me, and I'm gonna when I make that first $1.10, you're gonna be like. I'm not going to share that 50-cent private with you. Well, no, I got to take out the fee, so I'll be about, I'll probably owe. Oh, well. Thank you for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And yeah, I didn't go into work till like 4 o'clock today, and I'm sitting there on my phone and I've done Facebook Live a couple times on here, and a buddy of mine that does a radio station locally, he did Facebook Live, and he'd never done it before. And it was kind of neat because when you see me do Facebook Live, I'm reading articles, and I'm just, you know, looking when I'm getting new information or new stories. You know, he's actually showcasing it. Yeah, okay, when I'm doing a request live show, I'm taking and I got to edit the callers thing and put it here and do all this other stuff. And it's kind of neat for the person that's never seen that kind of thing, because I've seen it before. But if you've never seen it, it's kind of neat. And I think it's something that if he kept doing it, like every Tuesday he did it, like once a week or whatever, I think it'd be kind of neat. I think you get a following that way. Because I've done it before and it's just kind of... a lot of people like it because for me, at least, there are some people that listen only via my Facebook thing. So if it's Facebook Live, they'll get that like 10-minute segment, you know, because I have for the longest time, well, how do I listen? I'm like, okay, when the link shows up on my page, all you have to do is click on that and it'll take you to the page where you can hear my show. If it's live, you'll hear me. If it's not live and it's after the thing has happened, it'll say, you know, all you just have to click play. And if it's before, it'll say like 4 hours till start a show, or if something's majorly wrong, it'll say like waiting on host to call in or whatever the case may be. So, because I had for a while, so many people didn't understand how to listen to my radio show. Well, I had people, I wrote a cookbook, a lot of people don't know, a gluten-free cookbook. It has vegan and vegetarian recipes in it. And I had so many people ask me, well, how do you make that acorn squash? It's amazing. And so some of your recipes in there were so simple. I'm like, you will not believe how many people, well, how do you make your creme fraiche? How do you make your acorn squash? And I'm like, and I thought it was something that would be so, I can't put this, is simple. It's like butter or oil, brown sugar, and some seasonings, and roast it. Oh, wow, I thought maybe you'd steam it first or do this, or, you know, or at home, bring water to a boil and then put it in there and cook it for like 5 minutes in boiling water and then put it in the pan. And no, it was simple to me, but I'm like, I have no problem putting all that stuff in there. I have no problem with it. You know, when some of the things I wanted to do, I thought were really easy. So it's like, I want to get into this because Kamala Harris from good old California. Trump's border wall is a waste of money. We should be using that money for infrastructure, Medicare for all, and tuition-free college. Well, we spend probably what it will cost to put that border wall up, it's cheaper than what we spend every year on illegals. But she don't want to talk about that, you know. You know, if I can teach someone to fish, that's going to save them a lot of money. Then would you rather give somebody $5 to go to Long John Silver's every day, or would you rather teach him to fish so he can get his own fish? I think I'd want to teach a man to fish. It'd be cheaper. Because then I don't have to give him money every day to go to Long John Silver's. He can just go out to the river, catch his own fish, make his own Long John Silver's. Copycat cookbook. But we're going to waste all this money in this border wall, but we want to spend billions of dollars on illegals. That's why California is so broke, because they're super cool with these illegals. Come on into our country. Don't worry. Free college. You're illegal. Yep. Well, wait a minute. I was born in San Francisco. Oh, you got to pay. No, what you need to do is, okay, anyone in California, pretend you're illegal. You'll be harbored. You'll get benefits. You'll be way better off. We need to have free college. I mean, I had to pay for my culinary school. Why should you have to pay for yours? I mean, God forbid. I don't know. This society we live in, where vote for me because I'll give it to y'all for free. That's just liberal logic. I'm just going to tell people that I'm going to give them everything for free so that they vote for me. Is it going to happen in reality? Well, probably not, but hey, what difference does it make? They're thinking if they vote me, they're going to get everything for free. They're not going to have to pay for anything. College is free. Healthcare is free. Everything is free. Why don't we take all those politicians and use their walls to build the wall on Mexico? Right, Nancy Pelosi, we'll just take your wall down around your house and we'll use that to help build the wall. Yeah, we'll just take down the wall from your gated community that you live in. Yeah, she don't want to talk about her gated community because, you know, she's a poor Democrat fighting for the American people who are being run by rich, greedy, evil Republicans. Nancy Pelosi, we vote with our pocketbooks. And when you see places that are being boycotted because they want you to be 21 to buy a gun, or they want to ban a gun, or, you know, we showed our support for the Trumps by supporting Ivanka and her clothing line. It's like there were companies that were making millions because they were doing something that they supported when they came out as Trump supporting. That's the bottom line. That's the problem we have. We need to come together as a nation, not divide. And it's sad that they have to use kids as pawns in a game when they don't know what they're doing. As kids, it's kind of like saying, stand over this gasoline tanker and drop a match in it, and they don't know what they're doing. To all the students across our country who took part in National Walkout Day, never let anyone tell you your voices don't make a difference. You're an inspiration to millions of Americans who know common sense gun reform is long overdue. We are with you, and we will not give up. Hillary Clinton. The toilet speaks again. Yeah, just let her walk down. Remember that? What was that? That SNL where they did the Schoolhouse Rock skit? You know, push her down the steps like they did the bill. Common sense. Yeah, they want common sense gun reform. Why? Because they know it's not going to work. And then they can say, well, it didn't do enough. We need to have more laws. We need to strengthen more. More and more and more, and pretty soon, well, this line good enough, that line enough, we need more before they own and control everything you do. I'm surprised Hillary Clinton hasn't tried to become the first royal family of I'm surprised the Clintons hasn't tried to become or the Obamas tried to become the first royal family of America. I've already talked about that before. I know, but that's where we're at, folks. This notion, I mean, people, they push this ideology on kids that most of our founders were wrong in wanting. I mean, and let me take this because I know my history. There were founding fathers that were basically British founding fathers that basically. Yeah, well, if we become our own nation, I'm still going to push for a lot of the British ideology. We need to have taxes. We need to have this stuff. We need to have government-run hospitals. We need to have government-run things. Because that hospital that's in Philadelphia, they wanted it initially to be a government-funded hospital. And they'd probably to this day still be paying on the original loans on that hospital if the government started it. And Benjamin Franklin's like, no, I'm going to round up money from everybody and we're going to fund it ourselves. And it still runs today. This notion that every single solitary founding father was 100% like anti-British pure conservative is bull. There were some of the founding fathers that came here that were very British that I think were kind of like in this country.
They were afraid from the families that were over there.
Yeah.
And if we lost, they were going to be killed. Plus, and that was like 20% of them. A lot of them wanted to back me one until it got to a point where they just couldn't.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, if we're tails, we're tails.
Yep. That Made in America documentary or whatever, The Men That Made America, that thing was great. That thing is really accurate. If you get on History Channel and watch that, if you got Cox Cable or whatever, and you got like On Demand, or you got Comcast or whatever, like Spectrum or any of those, and you can watch it, it's very, because they were talking about where I live, Prophetstown is where I live. The Battle of 1812 is where I lived. And it is pretty, very accurate. I was very surprised how accurate they were. Because being in this part of the country, you learn about Tecumseh, the War of 1812, and all that religiously. But I only got about 6 minutes left, so I want to get into the Premier League before I forget, folks. And remember, folks, if any of you are my friends out there on Facebook, you probably saw the video I posted where I'm going up and down because we're FA Cup champions with Louis Van Gaal. And the confetti spraying, and I said this, you know, yeah, I think Louis Van Gaal's fate's been sealed one way or the other by an FA Cup title only. Just because he's got the FA Cup doesn't mean anything. That's all he's accomplished. That is all Mourinho can accomplish, is if he doesn't get an FA Cup, if he doesn't win that, then he can't get any hardware this year. And he has a contract for next year. No, the Champions League.
Oh, okay.
All Man City needs is 2 wins, and they've clinched the title. They're doing something no club has ever done. A lot of United fans saying, okay, the season's over. All we can do is just pray to God that we play good enough to stay in second place or third place so that we can get in Champions League next year. I really don't want any strikers. I want us to figure out our midfield. I want us to figure out, we have great players. We need to figure out how they can work together and play together. I don't know why in the anthill mounds, what Mourinho sees in a player like Fellaini, why he thinks he's so great. You're only as good as your weakest link, and let me tell you, he's a weak link. I don't see what he sees in him. I don't get it. I could see if he was great, but I don't see what he sees in him. I mean, if it wasn't for Mourinho re-signing a contract for a year extension, I don't know if they would keep him. Now, if he doesn't win the FA Cup, there are people talking that he may just say, okay, well, if PSG is still interested, he may go. He might. I doubt it, because he kind of acts like Manchester United's his home, so we'll have to wait and see on that one. You know, I think at some point De Gea is going to probably want to go to a Real Madrid or a Barcelona, because he's a Spaniard. He wants to go back to his home country. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He, like before, but it's never worked out. I mean, he's from Spain, so he eventually, and, you know, is he going to be one that's saying, hey, he's won a title under Mourinho, but maybe he wants to win another one. Maybe he wants to win a Coupe du Rey trophy. So who knows? I mean, I didn't think we'd have De Gea. I thought he would have been gone by now, but he's still there, and I love him. He's just amazing. I think we've got a decent midfield. They got to figure something out. I feel like we take 3 steps forward and 2 steps backwards. Hey, look, we're making progress. Well, bang, 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 and then we're like, okay. Because I feel like you have all these Jose Mourinho's, oh, I support, look at this, look what he's doing. And then 2 things happen, and now they're all these Mourinho out, Mourinho out, Mourinho out. And then when all these people are screaming Mourinho out, he does something phenomenal. And then they're like, well, I guess I was wrong about him. And then he does stuff great. And then something happens, and we're back to Mourinho out, Mourinho out, Mourinho out. That's what's frustrating for me as a fan, because it's like, I'd rather But then with Louis Van Gaal, it's like, well, we're not really going forward, but we're not really going backwards. We're kind of just hovering in this, well, we're not really winning, but we're not really losing. It's like, okay, well, at best, we're going to get a point. Guess we'll draw. Mourinho's, holy cow, we're doing great. And then it's like, crap, then we lose again. Then we're doing great. And then crap, we lose again. Then we're doing great. And then it's like, knowing what we did with Liverpool, I'm like, okay, Savina's going to be, this is going to be great. And then it's almost like, well, hey, we're going to roll over them. And then it didn't happen. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, Mourinho hasn't signed a new contract. I don't know what the answer is. If it's players basically saying, well, if you're going to keep Fellaini, then we're just going to mediocrely play because we've got to play that way because he's a mediocre player. So, heck, we're a team, and if I can run 10 miles an hour, I got to go 4 miles an hour because if I go 10 miles an hour, this guy here can't keep up with all of us going 10, so we're going to have to go all 4 miles an hour just to keep him in the same group. You wonder if that's the case, if maybe the players don't want Mourinho and they're tired of him and under the table saying, let's just tank this team and maybe he'll go and it could be. I mean, there's a lot of people at Swansea that believe that they did that with the U.S. coach. When Bob was there, they kind of just, because he's a great coach. He was the U.S. coach, and he coached in Egypt and helped them. And they kind of get the feeling that, well, we kind of was given a job without any thought from the fans or anything, so hey, whatever. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And until next Tuesday, remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge our fortunes and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.